Well, you're a stage and live jock, as I am too, but I remember the Tivoli in Aberdeen, along with Robert Wilson, and I exuded happiness. That yes. smile on his face, I think.
That was his life. You know, it's obvious, I said already, the great showman. He just seemed to just rise. Andy Stewart used to do the same thing. Andy would be sitting, and then when he announced his name, Andy would rise above. Different man altogether. Angus was the same, completely different.
Yeah. And you share the stage with Will Starr. Was there a sort of mutual respect between these two?
Oh, yeah. A lot of strange things happen too, you know, especially when about the tram car, but we're not going to do that.
Well, just start it, and I'll tell you if it's suitable.
It was Willie Starr. They had digs with Angus, and they would travel up the tram car from the Palace Theatre every night, you see. And Angus always had some chocolate and treaties and that, and Willie Starr was always pinching him, you see. And there was none left when he come down, so there was one occasion when he got brute wax, or whatever you call it these days, and Angus broke it up and mixed it all amongst the chocolates, you see. And of course the time came after the show to get into the tram car, and Willie, halfway home, Willie was hanging on to the bar of the door of the car, desperate to get off there, and he run away ahead of Angus along the road, and Angus had the key, you know. But, that was quite funny, that. He didn't do that again.
Well, but that was coming to the next record, actually, because Jimmy, you've chosen this one, and I was just wondering the connection there. Your choice.
He was really a tremendous composer of Scottish tunes, wonderful composer. And he wrote a lament for Will Starr, and he followed it by one of Scott Skinner's hornpipes, The Young King.
This is off your own Dance Party album, the Jimmy Blue Dance Party, Lament for Will Starr and The Young King.